he ordered his men to father as many children as possible without marrying. To this end, Himmler created Lebensborn, Wellspring of Life, homes in Germany and occupied Scandinavia where children sired by SS men and racially pure women would be raised by the state, fulfilling a dream minus the racial angle of Robespierre's. After a racial background check, a baby was admitted through a ceremony where an SS dagger was held over the child while the mother took an oath of loyalty to the Nazi cause. Nazi attitudes toward homosexuality are also a source of confusion. While it is true that some homosexuals were sent to concentration camps, it is also the case that the early Nazi Party and the constellation of pan-German organizations in its orbit were rife with homosexuals. It's well known, for example, that Ernst Röhm, the head of the SA, and his coterie were homosexuals, and openly so. When jealous members of the SA tried to use this fact against him in 1931, Hitler had to remonstrate that Röhm's homosexuality was purely in the private sphere. Some try to suggest that Röhm was murdered on the night of the Long Knives because he was gay. But the Röhm faction posed the greatest threat to Hitler's consolidation of power because they were, in important respects, the most ardent and revolutionary Nazis. Scott Lively and Kevin Abrams write in the Pink Swastika that the National Socialist Revolution and the Nazi Party were animated and dominated by militaristic homosexuals, pederasts, pornographers, and sadomasochists. This is surely an overstatement, but it is nonetheless true that the artistic and literary movements that provided the oxygen for Nazism before 1933 were chock-a-block with homosexual liberationist tracts, clubs, and journals. The journal Der Eigene, meaning self-aware or self-owner, had some 150,000 subscribers, more than twice the New Republic's readership today in a population roughly a fifth the size of that in the United States. The journal was dedicated to men who thirst for a revival of Greek times and Hellenic standards of beauty after centuries of Christian barbarism. Der Eigene, virulently anti-Semitic and nationalistic, grew into an actual movement for homosexual rights, demanding the repeal of laws and social taboos against pederasty. The Viennese journal Ostara, which surely influenced a young Adolf Hitler, extolled a Spartan male ethic, where women and Christianity alike were shackles on the Teutonic male warrior's will to power. What ties these threads together was the idea of the wrong turn. Men were freer before they were caged by bourgeois norms, traditional morality, and logocentrism. Keep this in mind the next time you watch Brokeback Mountain, one of the most critically acclaimed and celebrated films of the last decade. Two perfect male specimens are at home only in the pastoral wild, away from the bourgeois conventions of modern life.